I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the second hour of the music of Johnny Hodges without Duke Ellington. We're going to hear Black and Tan Fantasy, a Ellington tune, with a Johnny Hodges nonet with soloist Ray Nance on trumpet, Quentin Jackson trombone, Hodges on alto, and Billy Strayhorn on piano, and then Moanin' Low with Billy Holiday on vocal, Cootie Williams trumpet, Johnny Hodges alto, and Teddy Wilson on piano. And this is a 1937 recording.
Thank you.
we started the second hour of the music of Johnny Hodges without Duke Ellington with a set of two here on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. First one was Black and Tan Fantasy with a Johnny Hodges nonet with Ray Nance on trumpet, Quentin Jackson trombone, Hodges on alto, and Billy Strayhorn on piano in 1956. And then we went back to 1937 with Moanin' Low with Billie Holiday on vocal, Cootie Williams trumpet, Johnny Hodges on alto, and Teddy Wilson on piano. You'll note that most of these guys are Ellington musicians, and that's what he surrounded himself with, even when Duke wasn't around. We've got a Joe Thomas group, Finest Newborn Jr., and Shorty Baker and Doc Cheatham coming up, so please stay tuned. And now we're going to hear Funky Blues. This is a Hodges composition played by the Joe Castro Big Band. And the soloists here are Teddy Edwards on tenor, Conti Candoli on trumpet, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Joe Castro on piano in 1966. Thank you. was the Joe Castro Big Band playing Johnny Hodges' composition, Funky Blues. Castro was heard on piano with Teddy Edwards on tenor, Conti Candoli on trumpet, and Leroy Vinegar on bass in 1966. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for joining me for the music of Johnny Hodges without Duke Ellington. We've got Shorty Baker and Doc Cheatham and Billy Strayhorn coming up, so please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. And now we have a station break. Following the break, we're going to hear Mountain Air, really great example of Hodges' ballad prowess, from a Joe Thomas ensemble. Joe Thomas is a St. Louisan, by the way. Johnny Hodges is heard on alto, Harry Carney on baritone, and the pianist is Jimmy Jones, recorded in 1945. And then we will hear I'm Beginning to See the Light, a co-composition with Duke Ellington, played by Finest Newborn Jr. on piano, Oscar Pettiford on bass, and Kenny Clark on drums, and it's a 1956 recording, right here on Jazz Unlimited. Thank you. Set of two featuring Johnny Hodges right here on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being along with me tonight. We heard Mountain Air recorded for the HRS Recording Group with St. Louis and Joe Thomas's ensemble with Hodges on alto, Harry Carney baritone, and Jimmy Jones on piano in 1945. And then I'm Beginning to See the Light with Finest Newborn Jr. on piano, Oscar Pettiford on bass, and Kenny Clarke on drums in 1956. I'm Beginning to See the Light was a co-composition between Johnny Hodges and Duke Ellington. We've got Billy Strayhorn and T-Bone Walker coming up with Johnny Hodges, so please stay tuned. And now we're going to have a composition of Hodges's called Good Queen Bess. And that was his wife's name. It's played here by St. Louis and Shorty Baker on trumpet, with Doc Cheatham on trumpet, Walter Bishop Jr. on piano, Wendell Marshall on bass, and J.C. Hurd on drums in 1961. Duke Ellington said of Johnny Hodges, "I'm glad and thankful that I had the privilege of presenting Johnny Hodges for 40 years. Night after night." That was Johnny Hodges. Thank you. I'm Dennis Owsley, and that was Good Queen Bess from Shorty Baker of St. Louis on trumpet, Doc Cheatham on trumpet, Walter Bishop Jr. piano, Wendell Marshall, another St. Louis on bass, and J.C. Hurd on drums, recorded in 1961. We've got a Clark Terry ensemble, a Johnny Hodges ensemble and Mary Lou Williams coming up in the third hour. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. We have a station break now and the music of Johnny Hodges without Duke Ellington. We'll continue with Q's Blue now with a Billy Strayhorn ensemble with Hodges on alto, Shorty Baker on trumpet, Quentin Jackson on trombone, Russell Proko clarinet, and that's a 1959 recording. And then Woman You Must Be Crazy, a group of jazz at the Philharmonic musicians with Clark Terry on trumpet, Hodges on alto, Paul Gonzalez on tenor, Oscar Peterson piano, and T-Bone Walker on guitar and vocal. And that will be coming your way right here on Jazz Unlimited following the station break. Thank you.
Woman, you must be crazy. You don't know what you want to do. Woman, you must be crazy. You don't know what you want to do. Just where could you be going, baby? After all I've done for you. I'm in love with a woman, but she's not in love with me. Crazy about my baby, but she's not in love with me. She's a dirty mistreater, but she's my old time used to be. Oh, woman, but she treat me so low down. I want my woman, but she treat me so low down. Crazy about my baby, I'll be my leave your lonesome town.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and that set of two closes the second hour of the music of Johnny Hodges without Duke Ellington. The first one was Q's Blue Now. Q was the nickname of Hodges' wife, with a Billy Strayhorn ensemble featuring Johnny Hodges on alto from 1959. And then we heard T-Bone Walker singing Woman, You Must Be Crazy. He's on guitar also with a Jazz the Phil group with Johnny Hodges on alto and Oscar Peterson on piano. We've got a station break now, and following the station break, we're going to hear Clark Terry Ensemble with Johnny Hodges playing Just Squeeze Me.